As a teacher, one of the hardest things that frustrated me all the time was grading, keeping up with grading. Am I the only one? Listen, we will have stacks of papers. We will collect papers and with good intentions, we are going to grade them so that we have grades for the grade book. But if you're like me, you have that stack of papers that ends up on your desk and eventually ends up in file 13. Also known as the trash. Because let's face it, grading is tedious, grading is daunting, and we've got so many other things on our plate, we just don't have time to grade every single assignment. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you some simple tips to help make grading easier and make your teacher life a little simpler. On to the episode. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. Welcome back to the podcast, Educational Rockstars. I'm your host, Farah, here at the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where we strive to bring you actionable tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your life easier. Now, if this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, welcome. Be sure you subscribe to the channel so that you get notified when we upload a new episode, and you won't miss out on a single tip, trick, or hack that is definitely going to make your teacher life simpler. We would love it if you would jump over to your favorite podcast listening platform and leave us a review. And if you do, take a screenshot of that review and then share it out on social media and tag us at Farah Henley Education. And we will share that out on our social as well. We want to impact as many teachers as possible and help make their lives easier so they can finally focus on the things that they love and want to focus on outside of the classroom. And they're not having to lug all that work home with them every single night. And that gets into exactly what we're going to be talking about on today's episode, and that is grading. I'm going to be sharing with you some of my favorite tips and hacks for making grading so much simpler in the classroom. We are going to be talking about one of my biggest frustrations every single year, and that was grading papers. You hate keeping up with it because let's face it, listen, we have stacks of paper that will end up on our desk and just stacks and stacks and stacks of paper. And until you get to a point where there's so many there that you look at them and you think, you know what, I'm going to file these in file 13, which is the trash because you don't have time to keep up with it all. And listen, it happened to me too. And I can remember anybody got a teacher bag that they would put all the papers in and you actually take them home with the best of intentions to actually get them graded. You just carry them back and forth to school multiple times because they never actually get graded. I remember one year, I can't even say it was one year. It was multiple years where I would go to clean out my teacher bag and I would find papers that were like from the first grading period, and I'm cleaning out my bag and it's like the third grading period. And I've still got stacks of papers from the first grading period that I never actually got graded. So I'm going to share with you some of my favorite tips that is going to help make grading so much simpler for you. And you're going to take this and you're going to be like, wow, okay. I'm going to give you permission. Sometimes we just, as teachers, we just need permission from another teacher that if we do some of these things, maybe you've heard of them already, but sometimes you just need permission from another teacher that if we do these don't make you a bad teacher. It doesn't make you a bad teacher at all. In fact, I want you to be able to get the things done you need to do in your
your classroom, but not have to lug all of that stuff home with you. So let's go ahead and dive in to the tips for making grading simple in your classroom. Now, the first tip that I want to share with you may seem like, it may seem like a no-brainer, and really it kind of, you're already doing it and you may not even realize it, because if you're like me and you had stacks of papers that ended up in file 13, then you were already doing it. But that is, don't grade everything. You don't have to grade every single thing that your students do. Every single worksheet, every single activity, every single paper that your students do, you don't have to put a grade on it. You don't even necessarily have to look over it. And I'm not saying that you need to give your students busy work, but you don't have time to grade every single thing they do in the classroom. So don't grade everything. Pick and choose what you are going to grade. And if your school has requirements on things that you have to take grades on, then focus on those things that you have to take grades on. But you don't have to grade every single assignment that they do. My students, we used interactive notebooks in my classroom. I didn't grade every single interactive notebook activity that I did. I didn't have time for all of that. So I made sure that if it was a specific skill that I needed to take a grade on because I needed some sort of grade for that skill, then I would grade that particular activity. But I didn't grade every single interactive notebook activity that they did. The same goes for center work. I did not grade all of their center work. There were worksheets from centers that they had to do. I did not grade those. I would pick and choose which ones, if any, that I was going to grade, and those were the ones that I pulled. Now, at the end, I'm going to share with something with you a way that you can get something that's going to help you with the things that you do choose to grade. So be sure and stick around until the end. Sometimes we just need somebody to tell us it's okay not to grade something that your students do. Don't grade everything. Now, tip number two that I want to share with you is divide and conquer. Teach your students how to grade. Teach your students how to grade their own work. Now, whether they're going to grade their own work or they're going to switch papers and they're going to, I don't really like the whole idea of switching papers and grading each other's papers. In fact, we did that so much whenever I was young and in school. We always graded each other's papers, but I don't recommend doing that these days because of privacy reasons, but teach your students how to grade their own work. This is a great opportunity for you to talk with your student about being honest and that it's okay to make mistakes, and we're gonna make mistakes. And if you got so many wrong, you know, it's fine. Now, one of the things that I did not do when it came to grading their own papers, if it was something that they needed to grade, I did not have them put their own grade on the paper. I would have them mark them wrong or right, and then I would collect them, and then I would go through and I was able to quickly see how many they got wrong and put a grade on something if it was something that I needed to grade. Sometimes we did this and we were just checking our work. We weren't even putting a grade on it. And that's a great way to help like train them how to actually grade their work, is just do it for the fact that you're going to be checking their work and for corrections, if you need them to make corrections on something. I love to do this for things like spelling tests. I love to do this for things like fact tests. Anything where I could quickly have them go through and just mark them wrong if they got them wrong, and then I would collect the papers and I could count up how many they got wrong and so forth. Train your students, divide and conquer. Let them help you do some of the work, and it is going to keep you from having to take those papers home. But one of the things I'm going to share with you at the end today is going to help you even with collecting those papers back, getting those grades, and getting them into your grade book. So make sure you stick around for that. Now, tip number three is going to help you with things like writing, and that is to have a specific focus. When we have our students write a piece of work for us, maybe whether it's a paragraph or it's just a few sentences, or maybe they're having to write a full essay, whatever the case may be, if you take the time to grade for punctuation, capitalization, spelling, grammar usage, if you take time to grade all of that in one sitting with every single piece of writing that your students do, you are never going to stop grading their writing. And this doesn't have to just focus on writing either. It can, this could be applied to really any of the subjects. But focus on one skill that you're grading that particular piece for and grade for that one skill. Maybe it's a specific standard that you're grading for. A lot of schools have gone to some standards-based grading where they are have something that they have to do, an assignment they have to do, and they're looking for that specific standard. And maybe they missed some things with regard to another standard, but that's not the standard or the skill that we're grading on this particular assignment. So focus on just one skill or one standard and then grade for that. This is going to cut so much time down when you're grading things like writing, because now if I'm just grading on punctuation, I'm going to grade on punctuation. It's also going to help your students when you give that assignment back to them and you're giving feedback to them. They're not looking at a whole bunch of marks on their paper. They're only looking at those specific things that they need to focus on. And it's really going to stick out. Hey, I'm not putting a period where it's supposed to be, or I'm not using commas where they're supposed to be, or I'm not using the correct capitalization for things. Just focus on one skill when you are grading. So tip number four is use grading lists. And what do I mean by grading lists? These grading lists are not something that I invented, first of all. My sweet friend, Kristen, from Easy Teaching Tools, I learned this idea from her. And I am going to share with you how you can get a hold of some of these. But I created some also for something else that I'll share with you as well. But basically, it is a list. And you go through and you make these strips of paper like this. And I've just got them on different colors of paper. And I'll explain to you how I use the different colors of paper here in just a moment. But basically, you make a grading list. And it's the student numbers. My students always had a number in my classroom, and their student numbers were down one side. Their names were on the list as well. And then there was a column for me to write their grade. Now, whether it be an actual number grade or if it was just me checking off that they actually turned something in, because sometimes we took a grade if they just turned it in. But whatever, up at the top, I created these specific ones, but I was using them for center work, because as I teach in Learning Centers Made Easy, whenever your students do their center work, I don't grade all of their center work, but there might be a time that you need to take one of the activities from your centers to take a grade on. Well, I could collect all of the exit sheets. I could stick this on it. I would collect all of the worksheets and I would stick this on the front of the stack and I would put a paper clip. And now I have a class list. I can very quickly go through, check the papers, and I can write all of the grades. I can take this and stick it in my grade book and I can give these back to the students, and I'm not having to keep a bunch of papers with me. I've just got my little slips of paper. There's also a place to write what the skill was, what the date was, and so forth. Now, my friend Kristen has developed this same idea. These that I made were specifically for centers, but she also has class lists that she's created that you can use with any assignment, and they're amazing. And I'm gonna share with you at the end how you can go over and check those out. Now, let me kind of explain how I use the ones for centers, because this is going to blow your mind. So if you are a member of my Learning Centers Made Easy membership, then you know that our groups have colors. And one of the things that I love is being able to color code anything and everything when it comes to the different groups, and whether it be their reading groups or their math groups. So I would print these lists out on the color paper that is their group. And then I would collect them and I would keep them in groups, because then when I'm handing back center work for either corrections or I'm handing it back for them to put into their folder to show that they've completed it or whatever, I knew exactly which box they went in, and I didn't have to go through and I didn't have to look at the name and go, okay, where do they go? What group are they in or whatever? I knew that all the papers in this stack were gonna be the green group, so I could stick them in the green groups box. All of the papers that had the blue paper were gonna be the blue group. So, and the thing I loved about these is I made mine for centers. I made them editable. Kristen has also made hers editable as well, so you can add your class list. You go in and make them every single year, and you can make your class list every single year. Now, at the end, I'm going to drop a link up in the description when we're done. I'm going to drop a link down in the description below so that you can grab these for your classroom. If you are in the Learning Centers Made Easy program, you'll be able to go and check inside your members area and you're going to find these. And then I'm also going to drop a link to Kristen's. She sells those in her store over at Easy Teaching Tools. You'll be able to grab those as well. But if you are in the Learning Centers Made Easy program, then these will be in your members area later tonight. All of these tips are going to save you time, but tip number 5, I think, is going to save you the most time. And that is pick a day. Pick a day that is going to be your grading day. And then set a timer. Set a timer. Some of you might call this batching. Some of you might call it, there's a specific principle or theory that goes with this. But pick a day that is going to be your grading day and do all of your grading on that day after school. And then set a timer. Set that timer for 25 minutes and you're going to grade for 25 minutes. You're going to get up, you're going to walk around for 5 and you're going to come back to it. If you are putting all these other tips into place, when you get to that grading day and you sit down to start doing your grading, you're going to see that that grading is going to go by so fast that you're going to be able to get it all done in that allotted time, and you're going to be able to work in chunks of time and get it done before you leave to go home. Then the other great thing about that is if you're using either Kristen's grading lists or the ones for centers that you'll get in your membership, if you're using either one of those, you can immediately hand the papers back or do whatever if you have somebody that actually passes them out to your students, you can give those papers back and get them off your desk, and these will be all that's left inside your grade book so that if you have to enter them digitally into your grade book, maybe you have a digital grade book or a paper grade book, you're not having to deal with a bunch of papers that are overflowing on your desk. Pick a time, pick a day, and then use a timer to make sure that you get your grading done. And again, don't grade everything. Pick a specific skill, use those grading lists, put all these other tips into place, and it is going to make your grading day go by so much faster. This last tip that I'm going to share with you is something that I think more students need, and it doesn't need to be just red marks or purple marks or whatever all over their paper. And this is going to cut down some of your grading time as well. If you are that teacher who wants to put something on every assignment that they do, then I'm going to recommend that you use what's called the glow and grow. There is nothing wrong with you looking over a paper and giving them feedback on that paper rather than grading it. A way to do this is to give them a glow and grow. Give them one comment or one thing that they did really well, and then one thing that they really, really need to work on. I've used this so many times in center work that I can't even count because I don't grade all of those papers that they do every single week in centers. Guys, my students were completing up to 8 centers a week. That would be, and if I had 20 students, that's 160 papers to grade. Guys, did I do the math right? I don't have time for that. So I would do glow and grow, and I did them sporadically. I did them randomly. I didn't do them for every single student. But what I tried to do is I would use one of these lists, and I would go through and I would say, put the week on it, and I would say, okay, this week during centers, I want to give every student at least one glow and grow. And I would just check off by their name when their glow and grow had been done. And that meant I would pick one of their papers, I would do a glow and grow on it, and I would give it back to them. This is a time when you can use those stickers, you can use those fun stamps that you have, because who has time to sit and be like the postal service and just stamping papers till the cows come home? None of us have time to do that. Use the glow and grow to check work, but also make it random, but make sure that every student gets a glow and grow at least during the week.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.